A small spinning saucer is on its way to the surface of Mars. This morning, the Beagle 2 lander separated from the Mars Express spacecraft after a 250-million-mile journey. If all goes well, Beagle 2 should arrive on Mars Christmas Day, while the mother craft goes into orbit around the planet. The mission is being funded by the European Space Agency. It marks the first time in the organization's nearly 40-year history that it has tried to land a spacecraft on another planet. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
It sounds like a perfect package. A new voyage to the surface of another planet, a plucky lander with a doggy name, though Beagle is actually a reference to the ship that carried Charles Darwin to the Galapagos, and a Christmas morning landing. But there has been some grumbling. While NASA plans to bring a Mars rock home one day and search for evidence of life in the lab, Beagle's mission is much more ambitious, to find signs of life on Mars now. Colin Pillinger leads the Beagle lander effort.
The phrase that is being used against Beagle 2 is that we're trying to hit a home run. Now, I don't have any problems with trying to hit a home run. If you've only got one ball to hit and you've only got one swing of the, the bat, then you better start trying to hit it.
For the moment, the European Space Agency isn't planning any further Mars missions. NASA did search for Martian life with its Viking landers back in the 1970s, but came up empty. Pillinger, who is a planetary scientist at the Open University in England, says Beagle will look for life in ways that the Viking landers couldn't. For instance, on Earth, fossils and living organisms contain a different mix of carbon atoms than in plain old rocks. The lander has sensors to test bits of rock and soil for those subtle variations.
On Earth, this is the test which is used to show that life originated 4 billion years ago. So we based our design entirely on the what's accepted is the evidence for life on Earth.
That evidence is not universally accepted, but Pillinger says the lander will also be conducting other tests for life. Beagle will sniff the air for methane. Pillinger says methane should only be present if there is life.
Now, this is the global way of detecting life on Mars. The atmosphere circulates right around the planet, so if there is a little niche somewhere, maybe up under the poles, some deep geothermal vent, which has got some organism churning out methane, we can detect it in the atmosphere because the atmosphere circulates right past the lander.
Planetary scientists say they wish the Beagle luck. The skeptics among them think the lander will certainly need it. Jeffrey Beta is a professor at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography.
Unfortunately, the amounts of methane that could potentially be present on Mars are really, really minute. And whether Beagle 2 will really have the sensitivity to detect methane at the levels that it might be present remains to be seen.
Beta is preparing his own instrument to look for life on Mars as part of a U.S. mission in 2009. Beta says he is impressed with what Pillinger and colleagues have managed to pack onto their lander. Beagle weighs only 73 pounds.
That's a small spacecraft. I mean, the one that's going to potentially land and be launched in 2009 is going to be a monster truck compared to that.
While Beagle sits on the surface, the Mars Express mothercraft will orbit the planet. Seven instruments are on board. One will take high-resolution 3D color images of the surface. Another radar device will provide the first-ever look below the planet's surface. Bill Johnson helped design that instrument, which can see through some kinds of rock. He heads the Planetary Radar Sounder Office at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab.
We hope to be able to penetrate the surface down to many kilometers, well, many being like five. Radar is really the only way to get a global view of subsurface features. They could be rocks. I mean, optimistically, we could see a lake down there. But will we see one of those? I don't know. A lot of people are guessing what's below the surface of Mars.
The next 6 days will be tense. Beagle still has to survive its descent, slowed by two parachutes, and its bouncy landing swaddled in airbags on Christmas morning. The orbiter itself is currently on a collision course with the planet. It will take a few precise thrusts to steer it into orbit. If all goes well, two new NASA landers will join Beagle on the surface in January. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
A video animation of the Beagle 2's expected descent and landing and details of the Mars Express mission are at NPR.org.